Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome, welcome, welcome to The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. I am your radio show host, Mr. Ken Gordon, along with my lovely and beautiful wife, Mrs.
Kelsey Gordon.
And hello out there, everybody. We're so glad that you're able to come in and listen with us today, whether you're in state, out of state, whether you're all over the world, whether you're right here in the country, whether you're right here in the state or the city of Dallas-Fort Worth. We just thank you so much for coming out and listening in to us this evening for the Success Factor. Now, today's show is going to be a hot one, so I hope you all are ready. There's nothing on TV tonight, so you should all be listening in right now, tuning in to Ken and Kelsey here on The Success Factor. Good evening, Mrs. Gordon.
Hello, hello, everyone. We are so super excited that you all have joined us. We have an action-packed show for you guys tonight, so go ahead and get your glass of wine, get your food, and text your friends and tell them to get logged in through your social media. Let them know via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hey, there's a hot show on right now, so get them on the line. Join us tonight.
Great, great, great. And if you need help letting them know where to join us, hey, just tell them where you are. You're at blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Radio. And you are also called in at our phone number at 646-564-9774. And thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight once again. Before we get any further, we got a couple of quick announcements we want to get to before we get rolling tonight. And first off, we want to talk about what's going on with Destiny Empowerment right now through our radio network. First and foremost, Destiny Empowerment Hour broadcast every Tuesday from 7 to 7:30 Central with our show host, Sharice Riley. That is Recreating Your Life with Sharice. It's the business edition from 7 to 7:30 p.m. every Tuesday night. Also, we have got a brand new show that's going to be kicking off this Sunday with our friend, Mr. Montavian Morrow, talking about keeping it together with Montavian Morrow, real and candid talk about relationships, love, and intimacy. His show starts on Sunday, March 29th, and will air every Sunday night from 7 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. You do not want to miss Montavian's show, and that is Central Time, by the way, 7 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Also, we have another announcement. Advertise your business or upcoming event on the Destiny Empowerment Radio Network. Our radio station reaches thousands of people all around the world, and we currently have a very, very, very great promotion that is available. So email us today to lock in your space at info@destinyempowerment.com. And Kelsey, you got one more announcement?
I sure do. So hold on to your seatbelts, everybody. We have the Recreating You Tour that's coming to the city near you. That's right, Recreating You Tour. So look out New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Rhode Island, and my favorite, I have to get here, Atlanta and Miami. Yes, that's right. That's what we're talking about. We are coming to your city with our team of subject matter experts to help you recreate your life. Whether it's in business, finances, family, relationships, and there's just so much more. So please, please, please look out for that information. And if you are interested in being an advertising sponsor, a vendor, or just to have your company item placed in our swag bag, make sure you visit our website and get more information and email us at www.destinyempowerment.com. Also, I have to give it out here, because I am so excited about this next event. You won't believe for 2016. Who wants to go to Jamaica? Yes, indeed. We also have the Recreating You Tropical Retreat that's taking place in Jamaica in 2016, and you sure don't want to miss that.
Amen. Welcome to Jamaica. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to be going out to the island of Montego Bay in Jamaica. Be on that plane. Be in the place because it is going to be jam-packed, full of excitement, full of information.
Everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So also you can email it for any additional information at info.destinyempowerment.com as well. Also, so as we're going into tonight's show, I just want to let you know, if you haven't gotten your friends online, you got just a couple more minutes because we're about to get rolling real strong. Get them on the line at www.blogtalkradio.com/Destiny Empowerment Radio. You can also have them call in at area code 646-564-9774. Thank you so much for getting your friends and family on the line, because we want to definitely get that going. Also, as we're about to wrap up our first segment here, just want to give you a little information. We're going into a nice series here today, a nice topic today called
When Your Dreams Come A-Calling.
So
that's right. When your dreams come a-calling. Yes, we are so ready to get into that and let you know how it is when you have that dream or that passion or that gift that you just so, you know it's there, but how do you tap into it?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, pay a couple bills here real quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk about your dreams. Stay tuned to The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. We'll be right back.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Define, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, where we are going to talk about today your dreams. So, first and foremost, let me just do a little exercise with our team, and we're just going to get everybody on the lines and on the web to just kind of work with us here for just a little bit. Take a little exercise, take a deep breath. Now, close your eyes. And remember back when you were, I don't know, about kindergarten, somewhere in elementary school, and you were playing around at home, and you were thinking about what you wanted to be. Maybe you were sitting around with your friends, and y'all were just talking about it, and just saying, well, I'm going to be this when I grow up, and I'm going to be that when I grow up, and I'm going to be this, that, and the other. Remember how passionate you were at those ages. when you were with your friends, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a policeman, I'm going to be a cowboy. And I'm talking about a Dallas Cowboy. Thank you very much for those of y'all who are.
Is there any other cowboys?
Not in my life. but actually, I'm just, and shout out to Jerry Jones and Dallas Cowboys.
Woo!
So just want to take you back. Just think a little bit. Now let's get back to closing eyes here. And just think about your dreams. Think about what it is that you really, really wanted to do, even as a child. The very thing that used to burn you up. It may even have gone as far as gotten into your teenage years. Did it burn up inside of you then? Did it burn up enough to start manifesting itself a bit? Are you a talker? Maybe you could have been a lawyer or a motivational speaker, possibly a preacher. You know, are you a singer, psalmist? Are you somebody who, when you get a microphone in front of you, you can just blow and people just fall out whenever they hear your voice sing? Or are you a person who can write, an artist, a doctor? What is it that you want to do? And are you doing it? That's what we're going to talk about today. What is your dream? And Kelsey, just a little bit about dreams. What do you think is your dream? What has been your passion and what are you going into?
Well, my dreams have gone and manifested themselves into the now, right now. My dream was always to be a success coach and a motivational speaker, and also to do what I'm doing right now, have a radio show. And when I was growing up, I was taught to get a job, go to school, go to college, work my 9-to-5, and retire. That was what you do. I went to college for something totally different than what I wanted to go to college for, because at that point in time, it was just, you know, I went off my parents' influence. No, this is, you can't do that. No, this is not going to make the amount of money that you need to make. And I had all these things around me, but I really truly wasn't doing what I wanted to do. My dream is the gift of gab. Anybody that knows Kelsey knows that I have the gift of gab, and I'm a talker. Period.
That you are. And the thing about it is, I haven't known a day, even when she was sick, that my wife has not run her mouth. And that's just what she does. She just loves to talk. She just loves to talk. And that's nothing wrong. And there's nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, there's great things about that. Some of the best people some of the best people that I know in the world are very, very outgoing. They're very, very outspoken. They talk all the time, and you can't wait to really hear them, because when you're in their presence and you hear them and they speak, it's all good. And so in that, we're just like, okay, so now you have your dreams. Mine was basically, you know, I've always known how to write. I write. Wrote as a little boy because I scribbled on everything, and I loved books and so forth when I was a little child, and I grew into just being able to just write. And I started writing real big when I was in college. Wrote music, wrote in different avenues and this, that, and the other. Had kind of dabbled and dabbled in and out of writing, but never just really stuck with it. I started a book back in 2007, 2008 that I never finished. And to be quite honest with you, I still don't know to this day why I didn't finish that book. And I will always wonder why I didn't finish that book and where I would be right now. But you know what? It was all for my good, because maybe it wasn't time for that book to come out. But God has positioned me now to be in a position to be able to write, and I'm going to be doing just that. So I'm very happy where we are. So that's kind of what our dreams are. You know, my thing to the listening audience tonight is, you have your dreams. Question that I have is, why are you not following your dreams if you're not walking and what you've been dreaming about, and what's been burning up inside of you, and what's been filling you with passion? Why are you not enthralled in that? Why are you not completely engaged in that dream?
That is a good question. I can answer for me, my why, because if any of the listening audience can relate to me, because I think I can't do it. I simply think I can't do it. How am I gonna do this? I mean, it's what I've already. I'm grown. I'm older now. I have kids. I have all these things going on. So I don't have time. I can't do that. I mean, I got all these things going on. I have my 9 to 5. I have the kids. I got somebody going off to college. I got finances. We have all these things going on, which can prevent you if you allow it to. I had to learn that one because I had, as my grandmother would tell me, look like you got more excuses than a joke on this. On why you can't get this stuff done. That'd be funny. But you know, we rationalize, and like I had posted on one of my Facebook pages, kids, about the negative chatter.
Right.
We would talk ourselves out of it.
You just took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say, so we just basically had that conversation where we just talk ourselves out of dreaming. And that sucks because really and truthfully, you should never do that to yourself. If you have a dream, especially if it keeps you up at night. And I learned this when I was in college. One of my professors, and she was an English lit professor. She used to tell me all the time, she says, if something keeps you awake at night and is eating at you, either it's something you should be doing or it's something you shouldn't be doing. And 9 times out of 10, it's truthfully, for most folks, something you should be doing. You wake up in the middle of the night and you just can't sleep. You can't rest. You can't rest because probably you got bills going on. You probably got a car issue going on. You probably got health issues going on. The kids is acting crazy. Your spouse is all up and down the walls and everything. You don't feel great as it is. And then on top of all of that, you're not right with God in certain ways. So in all of those different things going on, you're not doing what you were called in this world to do. We were all called in this world with a gift. And it's unfortunate if we don't share those gifts with the world.
Okay, it's funny you mentioned that. We were all called in this world with a gift.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know what it is?
How
do you find it out, you know? How did you know what yours were?
Well, the thing about it is, and I heard this from a couple of people, but I think Steve Harvey said it best. He said, it's the one thing that you do with the least amount of effort. It's the one thing that you can do the easiest with the least amount of effort, but that can bring you total things. Not everybody's a talker like you, Kelsey.
That's true.
Not everybody can write like me.
Not me.
So, so basically, you know, not everybody can sing like Whitney Houston could. Not everybody can dance like Michael Jackson could.
True.
You know, so these are things that, these were their gifts. And they were able to share theirs with the world before they left this world.
Right.
And so, in essence, they left a legacy. What do you have? What is your legacy? What is your plan to leave a legacy, by the way?
You know, I saw this one quote, and it was in the middle of the night when I had this. Why, how I got to where I am, what is my plan?
Funny how things happen in the middle of the night.
I had just got laid off from a 13-and-a-half-year job that I loved. And in the middle of the night, I was really, really battling with some things because I didn't understand why. I loved my job. I loved my job. And to be laid off and having to start over again, what am I supposed to do with this? And God finally came to me because I finally got to a place where I could clearly hear him and hear his voice. And he told me, it is time. Time for what? You know, I have that type of relationship with God where me and him get down to it. Time for what? It's time. It's time for you to do what I called you to do. Well, what is that? You know, recognizing what that was. And then things just started happening around me. And it was when the thing that I do the most with the least amount of effort, which is helping others and speaking success and having that passion and gift, because my heart is for people, because I am a servant. And that's when I got to the root of it and recognized my gift and my plan. And I got busy. I got to work. I stopped letting other things get in my head and in my way. And as you know, because you're here with me, you know, I started writing down my plan, goals and stuff. And I started saying, okay, God, put me in the right path with people that are like-minded and with me. And how am I going to do this? I started believing in what I always quote. And I quote it on Facebook quite a lot. You ask, you believe, and you receive, the how does not matter. Once I manifested that within myself and realized that, things just, doors and things just started opening for me to execute on this plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of us are afraid of that.
Well, we
fear.
Are. We are. We are afraid because there's two kinds of fear when it comes to following your dreams. There's the fear of failure, which most people come into the game with because it's unknown. It's uncharted territory. You know what I mean? So when you go out there and you start working your plan and stuff and you don't see things coming together the way you think they should or the way you may have mapped them out, because some people are great planners. That's a gift. So they go through and they plan and this and they have X, Y, and Z all lined up, and all of a sudden you come to the end of the plan and it's like, okay, I'm still at square one. And so when you're still at square one, you're like, okay, now you start, that fear of failure starts to sink in. And not to think about that, sometimes you have to go through failures in order to get to success. Somebody told me, a coach told me, he said, failure is not the end. He said, failure is just one of the steps that you have to take towards success, towards achieving what you have to do. Because when you're in the gym, you come into the gym the first time and you start to lift weights, you're not as strong as you are as when you have been lifting for a while and you're ready to leave. When
right.
you first come into the gym, you might only be able to lift 20, 25 pounds.
I can believe that because that was me.
You can only lift like 20, 25 pounds, and you're struggling with that 20, 25 pounds. But it's not failing. It's just that you have to break it down. And sometimes God has to break us down. He breaks us down in order to rebuild us,
back up.
Because that's in everything that happens in life happens that way. In order to build it the right way, sometimes you have to tear things down. And so when you have your plan may be your plan, but did you follow, and you may have followed it to the letter. But the thing about it is, your plan was made to sometimes break you down.
Very true. So to our listening audience and those who may have just tuned in, please, please, we love to hear from you. Please go, if you're online, then please go out there and place your questions in the chat, or feel free to call in to us at 646-564-9774. Again, we would love to hear from you. And when you do that, press 1, because we love to engage with you. And if you're on social media, please tweet any aha moments. And also, if you are located on the Facebook page, please post your comments and stuff into the event page if you happen to be on the event page, your aha moments, because we would love to hear your comments. And the event page is going to be up on the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey.
All right. And also, as we move further into the dreams, when I see your plans break you down, they don't necessarily break you down in a bad way. They break you down because they open your mind. You're already open when you step out on faith and you start to follow and pursue your dreams. But when you go and pursue your dreams and you're following your plans and you're getting broken down, you also have haters.
You call them haters.
That's what it is.
I like to use a more another term, not better, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Just another term. I call them the dream killers and the dream snatchers.
True. That's exactly what
they
are.
Dream killers and dream snatchers. But before we get into the dream killers and the dream snatchers, we are going to play a song.
All right.
We're going to go to a song. Listen to a song.
All right, not a problem. We're going ahead and go right into our song here. This song is an old school song, and it's actually a song about a dream coming to realization. This is kind of old school, you know, for me, a little bit of an old school hip hop. About 20 years ago when I first heard this song. My goodness, 20 years.
That's
20 years ago, and this song is Juicy by the Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, Baby, Baby.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing, to all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from, that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
And to all my peoples in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
Check it.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine, Salt and Pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine, hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Piece of Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, you know. Close and personal with Robin Leach, yeah. And I'm far from cheap. I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play toast. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good,
so good.
And if you don't know, now you know.
When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the stores. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all
good.
And if you don't know, now you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know, you know. And if you don't know, now you know, you know.
Let the beat down in the house. Junior Mafia, Mad Flavor.
I see you.
Yeah. All right.
Welcome, welcome back, welcome back. How'd you like that song? Baby, baby. Biggie Smalls, Juicy.
Welcome back to the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey.
All right. So before we went into the song, Kelsey, we were about to start talking about dream killers and dream snatchers. Or,
yes.
As I said, haters.
Yeah, you said haters. I said dream killers and dream snatchers because that's what they are. Okay, but there is a difference between dream killers and dream snatchers. So, dream killers. Dream killers are your most common. Are both of them are the same, but this to me, in my way, the dream killers are the worst because they don't even let your dream take flight. You can, and I always tell people a little caveat to this, and I had to learn this lesson myself. You don't share your dream with just everybody. Because everybody that you think are your friends, family, or loved ones are not going to be on your team when it comes to your dream. Case in point, you have a dream that you want to open up a catering business, and before you can even get the business plan off the ground on your goals, and you're super excited about it, hey, Ken, I'm going to open up this catering business. You know I can cook. So it's really going to be good. It's going to be fabulous. It's going we're going to have this. We're going to do events. We're going to do this. And as soon as
really?
You yeah. What?
Really? You going to have a cooking business?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I mean, you cook all right, but you ain't no Paula Deen or no G. Garvin or no Emerald, none of them folks. You just
well, I'm not trying to be dumb. I'm trying to be me. And
you
I
ain't have... Sweetie Pie.
Those, my friends, are your dream killers. They are your killers. You want to stay far, 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 far.
Don't tell your wide open, big, blown up dreams to small minded, close minded individuals because they will really drain the life out of what you're having birthed inside of you. Everybody has something being birthed inside of them. And if it's being birthed inside of you, what can easily abort that mission is when somebody comes and tells you that whatever you have birthed inside of you ain't what's inside of you.
Very true. Now, I've had this done to me on several, and I mean several occasions. I think two were very detrimental to me. And it really hurt me, and I closed off myself from being who I truly am. And I had to learn that the hard way with that one. So don't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, please, listening audience, if you can move away from the dream killers, and I don't care who they are, even family.
Especially
family. That's absolutely fine. Because that dream was given to you by God. God birthed that thing in you. Some people just may not just understand it. So leading to my next thing is your dream snatcher. So you, here we go again. I have this wonderful idea that I want to open up this clothing store and I want to do blinged out clothes because you know I'm all about the rhinestones and the bling stuff and we're going to do t-shirts. You know how they do the football shirts and the basketball shirts for basketball moms.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we can even do a Destiny Empowerment shirt, you know, that has Destiny Empowerment on it,
yeah.
You know, blinged out, you know, she means business. You know, I want to do that.
Yeah,
so,
gotcha,
I mean,
gotcha.
I like that. I mean, I think it's hot and I think it's going to sell. What do you think about that?
I think it's all right, but you know what? That's more, I don't know. I have to get back to you on that. And then the next thing you know, that person that tells you that they have to get back to you on that has started their own boutique with all your ideas.
Now, don't that just make you just, whoo, somebody need the blood of Jesus around here because at that point, you're probably hot, real, real hot. I mean, really hot because now you... All your dreams and everything that, you know, that you wanted to do is now up in play. And you can't believe this person did that. You were just sharing an idea, running it, bouncing it off this individual, and they went, took it, and ran with it.
Ran away with it. And it's very, very sad because those are the ones that hurt the most. And the thing about it is, that's also just another thing about being careful as to who you share your dreams with. You can't share your dreams with everybody. You absolutely cannot. Number one, because let me just put it to you like this. Don't share your dreams with non-dreamers.
Absolutely. Non-dreamers.
Because, see, dreamers all have dreams. And they don't have enough time to really focus on your dream. They will congratulate you for having a dream. They will let you know, hey, I think that's a great idea. We should move forward with it. And if your dream is in any way in collusion where it could help them, of course, they'll be more inclined to listen. But if they have dreams and you have dreams, what it is if you tell your dream to a dreamer, they support you in it.
Absolutely.
Most dreamers support other dreamers.
Dreamers.
What it is those non-dreamers and those dream snatchers really, really, when they hear your dream, they're looking for a way to sabotage it. They really are. You know, they may think the dream snatchers, especially because if they think your dream is a great idea, they will take it away from you just to make sure you don't have that dream.
And I want to say this. audience, we're not in competition with anybody. There are several people that have radio shows. There are several people that are success coaches. There are people, you know, everybody has their own spin on things. It's just when you go with the right people, as Ken said, you want to be with dream again. My thing, like attracts like. So therefore, you are with the right people and like-minded people that dream like you dream. Then hey, you got to win in combination. But it's those that aren't there, that don't want to see you successful, who don't want to see you come up, who want you to still be the same person that you are. And we can speak to this and tell you, listen to us now, because we're in the process of where we're going and where we've traveled on this uncharted territory road of a journey. And I love to call our destination a journey. It you know, things are going to come up. And this is one of those hard topics about how to deal with those type things.
There's one of the dream killer that we didn't touch on, and I really, really want to touch on this particular dream killer, because this is the ultimate dream killer. Everybody ready?
Oh, I'm ready. I'm ready. Woo!
All right,
I'm ready.
Want you to pick up your cell phone.
Okay. I got my cell phone. Everybody got cell phones.
Everybody that has a cell phone, pick up your cell phone. Go to your camera.
Okay, got my camera.
Now, turn your camera to where you're doing a selfie pic, where it's facing you.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
If everybody's got that,
okay,
that's your biggest dream killer right there.
Woo!
Your biggest dream killer is the man or woman in the mirror. Your biggest dream killer is you. We talk ourselves out of so many different things, including the good things. We talk ourselves out of bad things for good reasons. But we talk ourselves out of way too many good things, great ideas, great opportunities, great things that's going on. How many times have you been presented with opportunities to move on something, and because you didn't move on it when somebody else was presenting it to you, you look back and you see them, and they're flying in that opportunity. What, no matter what it is. It could be something very minuscule. It could be something very major. But you could have chosen an opportunity. It could be in love. It could be in business. It could be in family relationships. It could be in anything. Opportunities come all the time. You just have to have your eyes open. Don't kill your dreams by being your own dream killer. All right? Now, I'm just wanting to look out here, and I'm trying to see if we have any questions online. If you happen to have any questions, any comments, please, 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 right now is the time. Pick up those phones, dial in at 646-564-9774, or just click number one when you dial in. Also, you can just click on the chat here. We do have it wide open where you can log in and leave a chat message for us. We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you are on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, We are on all social media. You can go to @Kendrick G97 or @Kelsey to leave us a tweet to let us know if you have any questions or any comments. So please, please, please head out to the social media networks. Get on the phone. Push number one once you dial in to 646-564-9774 or log into the chat and let's talk. Anything, any other dream issues you have, Kelsey?
No, I don't have any other dream issues, because you know what? I have lived this whole situation over the last year. So one of the things I will share with the listening audience that I think that is very crucial right now, you must have relentless pursuit. Relentless pursuit. So you have to have relentless pursuit when you go after your dream. Now, a lot of people, again, they're not going to go with you, and you may be out there on that island by yourself, but you're really not by yourself, because you have God. And if it was given to you and God is manifesting that thing in you and you're following your plan, and one of my favorite scriptures I quote all the time, and you see if you're on my like page, if you're on the KG Success Factor fan page, or even on my individual page, if you're friends with me out there in the audience, then you always see Jeremiah 29:11. I will not let anyone stop me from moving forward and pursuing this thing out, because my why. I have a why. Everybody has a why on why they do things. When you find out what your why is, then nothing can stop you. You can't let friends, family, loved ones, anybody, I don't care if it's Tom, Dick, Harry, Sue, Curly Q, I don't care. You don't let anybody stop you in pursuing that dream. You go for it. Don't let them stop.
All right, all right. And we do have a question out there from our listening audience, and this is a great question. It says, if all I've ever known or heard is, you can't do that, or you won't succeed at that, what are some realistic ways that I can push past that to actually go after my dream?
That's an awesome question.
Well, the one thing you will always have, please understand this, in any pursuit of any dream, the one thing you will always have is you will have naysayers.
The naysayers and the critics.
And sadly, a lot of the naysayers are very, 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 very close to you. Family, friends, siblings. I mean, you got a whole gamut of folks. People who just look in your direction and say, why are you doing that? There's nothing good gonna come of that. How do they know? Have they done it? Have they tried to do it? Seriously. I mean, let's just keep it real here. Sometimes we have to rise above what other people say. We have to rise above what other people do. And to wait to rise above that is you got to kind of keep edifying yourself. I find myself listening to people that motivate me. I listen to people like Les Brown, Eric Thomas, Reverend T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes. Also listen to Jim Rohn. I read Robert Kiyosaki, Deepak Chopra. I do all of these things because I need to edify my mind and not be so consumed with what people are saying no to about when it comes to my dreams. Because if you get in the way of my dreams, there's going to be a problem between me and you. And it's really going to be a problem for me because I allowed you to get in the way of my dreams.
And also to that point, you need to surround yourself with like-minded individuals. You're going to have to get out of your comfort zone and change your circle. And I know that's hard because I can honestly tell you that it was very hard for me. This whole year has been very hard for me to leave some individuals alone because I have to be around people who are edifying me, who are helping me, supporting each other. We're one big happy family here because you won't be able to move forward with that type of negative energy around you to pursue your dream when you have all these naysayers and critics and everybody just being telling you that you can't do it.
That's right. That's right. And again, I see we have some callers on. We're just let you know if you missed any of the calls, we are in the Q&A portion of our show. Just call us at 646-564-9774. If you have a question or comment with regards to dreams that you have, dreams that you're pursuing, dreams that God has given you, please, please, please press 1 if you're on the phone. Log into the chat if you're online, or hit us on social media at our event page for the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, or on Twitter at KendrickG97 or at Kelsey to hit us up with any questions or concerns or any comments that you have with regards to dreams. We're talking about all things dreams that God has given you. What are you dreaming? Are you pursuing those dreams? Has God given you something that you have not accomplished yet in your life that you need to accomplish? What's going on with those dreams right now? Hit us up right now, please.
In talking about dreams, I'd like to share one of the many quotes that I come to love and admire, and it's by Jim Rohn. It's one of our favorite motivational speakers that we quite often listen to in the car and everywhere. One of the things that he said one time that really struck a chord with me, service to many leads to greatness.
Absolutely.
So if you're holding on to those dreams, service to many leads to greatness, meaning that you are called for something. And you're holding on to those gifts that God has blessed you with and given you with. And time, and it's time now to start doing what God called you to do with those gifts. And find out. Seek the answers. And it's not easy. I won't lie to you and tell you that it'll be easy. It's just like jumping off that cliff. And I know, because Ken and I did jump. And I mean, we jumped fast. One minute you think we were one way, and now we are totally in a whole other spectrum here. You know, we had another question that came up, that has come up in the chat. And this question is from one of our listening audience. And let me pull it back up here. All right. So the question was, how do I find the right people to connect with? And can you recommend some groups or organizations that I can possibly join to help encourage me and also provide mentors?
That's a good one. The first thing I can say is, you say, how can you find the right people? There is a book that Kelsey and I recently read. It's called The Secret. And if you haven't read that book, I recommend to the listening audience, please read that book. It talks a lot about being a person who attracts what you are or attracts what you want. You know, like attracts like. So if you have a mind of a dreamer and you're out there trying to pursue your dreams, what happens is oftentimes you don't just really come across people who, you know, who you can just be friends with and say, hey, we're gonna link this thing up. No, what generally happens is you become attracted. They find you. Like-minded people find you. And it's really through God being able to position you, because you position yourself to be open and to be used by Him. And so when He's molding you, He's also molding other people to move into that area. And a lot of times, as you start to work on yourself and improve yourself and do the things that God has called you to do in the area of improving, then all of a sudden, now you have been placed into a position to where you can be with like-minded people. There are some groups you can go to. There's meetup.com that you can go to. If you're a business-minded person, of course, you can also hit up a lot of social media places like LinkedIn. On Facebook, there's a jillion groups out there. Some groups are like Law of Attraction. There's groups about encouragement, empowerment. You want to get just attached to people who are right there. You want to get attached to those people. And also, we're not looking at different groups and so forth and trying to take care of that. There's also one very, very major group that Kelsey and I are a part of, and we love to put that name out there. That is Destiny Empowerment Network, and we definitely encourage you to look into us on www.destinyempowerment.com. We are very, very, very excited to be in a position to be in a group that believes in empowering not just others, but each other as well. We are a family, and we are very, very much we're very much involved in trying to connect one another, whether it's in business, whether it's personally, whether it's just in any type of way that's going to enrich and enhance your life.
Right. That's the all-time favorite group, our group. Join us. That's the all-time favorite. Yes, yes, we are all about helping each other. I have a true passion and agree that, you know what, you know, my passion is, you know, is sharing and caring. You know, we care for people and we share with people. If you want to look at that website for us, for Destiny Empowerment, you can also go to Den, and that's D-E-N, dot Wild Apricot, and that's W-I-L-D-A-P-R-I-C-O-T.org.
That's the intro site for the Destiny Empowerment Network. So if you have any questions, you just want to kind of take a quick peek at what the Destiny Empowerment Network is about, please go to den@wildapricot.org. That's D-E-N dot W-I-L-D-A-P-R-I-C-O-T.org.
Okay. We're going to go to a commercial right now. So sit back, and we'll be back in just a moment with The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey.
Lynette Appling Ministries is dedicated to helping women from around the world understand their destiny and purpose through developing an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Lynette Appling is a preacher, teacher, international author, entrepreneurial, gifted psalmist, and humanitarian. Her message of empowerment has cultivated and changed millions of women's lives around the world. To get her newest release, Women Define, Breaking Free from Emotional Torment book, and other products, or to have Lynette Appling at your next event, please go to www.lynetteapplingministry.org or call 330-284-8583. Again, the number is 330-284-8583.
Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Wow, we have gone through almost a full hour here, Kelsey.
I can't believe it. But one thing you forgot to tell them is on how to connect. The caller that had the question on how to connect with you, we didn't say anything about KG Success Factor.
Ooh, ouch.
She
did get me there. She got me there. So, you know, that is very true. You can follow us right now on Facebook at KG Success Factor. We have our like page there. And we just thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. Before we close out today, Kelsey, do you have any other comments about dreams before we give these people the rest of their beautiful night back? Because it is gorgeous today.
It is. It was a great day today. You guys know dreams, when you have your dreams, you have to follow them. And again, you have to pursue them. Don't let anyone tell you differently. You must follow your dreams, period. Because one thing about dreams is that you don't want them to die with you. You don't want to go through life, you know, with all this in you, and it's never shared with the world, and it's never shared throughout to help someone, because I believe in, if I can help someone, just one person, then I've made a difference.
I agree with that wholeheartedly, because we're not here just for ourselves. You know, we're also here on a mission. We're here on a mission to inspire, empower, enrich, and just overall be a help to someone, because you never know. You know, a lot of people don't go to church or whatever religious background they may have, but what they do is they see other people each and every day. And sometimes the only God people see is those who are walking up and down the streets every day, those who they pass at work each and every day, those who they meet here and there as they go to and fro throughout the day. So when we're looking at our lives and trying to enrich and help others, remember, the dreams that we have can make a huge difference. The people who dream of having riches, how are you going to get those? There's plans that have to go into place. You know, you have dreams of singing. You have dreams of speaking. You have dreams of performing. You have dreams of being, you know, in some of the most powerful places in the world. One young black boy about 40 years ago was probably told he'd never be a president of the United States. There'd never been one of his color before. But here, right about now, going on, what, 7 years now, Kelsey?
Yeah.
He's in the seventh year of his term. And Barack Obama's been president of our country for 7 years, the 44th president of this country, and the only black man to ever hold that office. And so that's an accomplishment and achievement in and of itself. But somebody has to always be first. Remember that. If nobody's ever done it before, somebody has got to be first. So if your dream means that you're going to go and do something radical and change the world, somebody got to be first.
Right.
So if you're going to do something and if you're going to change the world, dreamers are also very crazy people.
Yeah, we jump off cliffs. We do.
Dreamers, I have to tell you, dreamers don't always have it all together. You know, we ain't wrapped too tight. So when we dream, sometimes it goes way left and people be like, what? And you're like, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes perfect sense to the dreamer. And it makes perfect sense to other dreamers. So don't get caught up with how your dreams go about. So we're going to go ahead now and just about to wrap this thing up. But we have one more point.
You have to decide when your dreams come a-calling if you're going to accept or decline. You have to decide that.
Just like on the cell phone. When a call comes in, you have the choice to either slide right or slide left.
It's your choice. No one's going to force you. Can't send that dream voicemail. Well, I guess you can. You can send it out there and let it stew.
Yeah, you send it out to the voicemail. But really, you have to understand, when your dreams come a-calling, just like Kelsey said, you either accept
or decline. So we want to thank you all for listening to The Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey on tonight. We just love you guys so much, listening audience. We want to encourage you to please share our like pages, k.d.gordon on Facebook. You also want to look me up on Kelsey Gordon, and that's KalseyGordon for my like page. Also,
you can look us up on the on our like page on Facebook for KG Success Factor. You can look us up on Twitter as well. For Kelsey, it's @Kelsey @KalseyGordon. And for me, it's @KendrickG97. And so we thank you so much for joining us today.
Also, you can hook up with us with the Destiny Empowerment Network group.
Mm-hmm. And that is www.destinyempowerment.com. You can also check us out on the intro site at den.wildapricot.org. And please, please, please leave us your comments. Leave us show ideas. Leave us whatever you feel. If you just want to say, stop by and just say, hey, we'll take that too. So we do truly, truly, truly thank you. We're forever blessed that you decided to share your evening with us tonight and right now.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow night with our girl,
Sharice Riley.
Tomorrow night from 7 to 7:30 on the Destiny Empowerment Radio.
And also also tune in on this coming Sunday for our friend Mr. Montavian Morrow. He will have his show called Keeping It Together with Montavian Morrow at 7 p.m. to 7:45 p.m. Sunday, starting this Sunday, March 29th. We thank you so much.
Thank you, and thank you for joining the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey. Good night.